And we're joined now by Norwalk senior cross-country runner Donovan Card as the Warrior boys and girls squads prepare for Thursday's season opening meet, which is the Ankeny Centennial Invite at DMAC. Donovan, it's been a long time since last year's state meet. Your season opener was even postponed a couple of days to Thursday. How anxious are you and the team, I guess, to get out there and compete?
I wouldn't say anxious. We're all really excited. We've been working since basically all summer for this. Everyone's ready to go.
And let's take a look back at last year's state meet in Fort Dodge. It was the third straight team appearance for Norwalk. You guys placed 6 out of 15 teams in Class 4A. Individually, you were 30th, and teammates Will Chase and Jack Brown were not far behind. They were 34th and 36th. What was that whole experience like for you guys?
It was so crazy. We were up a lot farther than we thought we'd be at the beginning of the race, and then everyone shuffled around. But we figured it out at the end, and we pulled it off.
Now, the team had been there 3 straight years. How many of those meets have you run in?
All 3.
Okay, so you're a state meet veteran now. Just what's it like going up there to that course every year at Lakeside Municipal Golf Course? I know it's quite a spectacle.
Yeah, it's crazy every year. It surprises me every time I run there.
What's maybe the toughest part about competing there and the most enjoyable?
You kind of get in the mindset when you get used to being up front a lot of the smaller races. And then when you finally get to a bigger race like that after a while, you really almost feel like you're getting lost in the pack of people. Probably the most difficult thing.
Okay. And all 7 runners from last year's state meet are back this year. Iowa Association of Track Coaches, they came out with their preseason rankings this week, and they've got you guys 3rd. Just how pumped up are you guys for that ranking?
It's amazing. We've been working at this for every year that I've been here, and even the years before us. And now that we're finally there, everyone's definitely hyped.
Now, did you guys were you off the radar last year when you came up to place 6? Was that maybe not expected as of the rankings?
I knew they had us ranked, but I think we were a little bit lower. I think there was a couple teams that didn't have their best races, so I think there was a couple coaches that we probably surprised, but we knew where we would be.
And you got to feel pretty good just having everybody back this year. I mean, that's got to give you some confidence, too.
Yeah, it's been really fun because we've all been running together for 3 years, if not more, for when we ran in middle school. So finally being able to get up there together is amazing.
And the individual rankings also came out on Wednesday, and yourself, Will, and Jack are ranked 17th, 19th, and 21st, respectively. Does that help you guys kind of put your individual goals in perspective for the year, or are you maybe aiming even higher than that for a potential state finish?
Yeah, all of us are really aiming for that top 15 spot. We're all going to be trying to get up there, and if we do, then everything else will figure itself out. So we all just aim high, and we'll land where we land.
How are you guys doing as maybe leaders, as seniors now, you know, taking over some of that responsibility with the younger guys?
Not really much has changed with our team. We never really had like a hierarchy. We've all just kind of stuck together. So leadership roles have always kind of been spread out, honestly.
You mentioned that you guys worked pretty hard over the summer and maybe even before school got out. Can you just kind of tell us what an average workout might be for you guys out there in the heat during July?
We were definitely putting a lot of hill work in this year. A lot of tempo runs. A lot of tempo runs. Putting those in.
Okay. And are there some newcomers to the team who might maybe take some people by surprise on Thursday?
We have a freshman. His name's Tegan Kralik. He did really well last year at the middle school cross country state meet. I think he got 2nd in 4A. And then we'll have another student. He's a sophomore. His name's Tony Anania. He just joined us in track, and he's already in our top 10.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing what happens this year out there for you guys. Obviously, there's a lot of meets and a lot of water under the bridge. You guys got to stay healthy. But what would be the ideal ending for yourself and the Norwalk team in late October?
Of course, we're going to be going for that top 3 spotted state, if not higher. We've always got that in the back of our minds, especially when we're going to be pushing through these races this season in their workouts.
Yeah, getting up on that podium would be quite the experience as a senior. I mean, you've probably dreamed about that one.
Yep.
Well, Donovan, we thank you for joining us on Radio Sports Page this week. We'll wish you guys the best of luck out there tomorrow and throughout the whole season.
Thank you.